A hog butcher?
Oh, yeah. I helped my husband butcher him, and my son butchered one time, one by ourselves. Yeah, we kill it, and then we drag it up there and put it in a... We have a drum or tub, whatever, enough big enough for you to hold a hot water.
Mm-hmm.
We put him in there and then take the hair off of it. Strip him just as clean, and be pretty white as that paper near that. And we'll hang him up and then cut him open, get his chitlins out of him and his liver. Then we'll take him in here and put him on the table and cut him up.
What do you use to scrape him with? Knife?
Or? Yeah, mm-hmm.
Just
we'll take a knife out. Or you can take a bigger butcher knife. If the water's just hot enough, you can just take a whole side and come off. They'd be so pretty and clean. It acts in that hot water, cuts that hair, and we just bring that just be as clean as yours.
You gotta have the water a certain temperature.
Yeah, you gotta be temperate, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't. And you can't have it too hot.
If you get too hot, it cooks it, and you got yourself a mess then. You can't clean it.
Why not?
Because it don't come out. You have to cut it off, and the hair's in the meat. That's a mess then. I don't want that. I don't even want that hide. I just cut, if I get a piece of meat got hair on it, I just cut it off and then don't fool with the hide at all.
Do some people make leather out of the hide or?
No. They do cows.
They don't do anything with the pig skin, hog skin?
No. But cows, they make chair bottom. That's the chair bottom of them. Well, we always made that out of cow.
Huh. How do you cure that?
I don't know. I ain't never had nothing to do with it. You skin it, and I may put it out until it gets dry. In the sunshine, I may put it up.
Mm-hmm.
Then when it gets dry enough, then they make bottoms and chairs.
I was wondering what happened to that, because normally, you know, when you butcher a cow, you don't get the hide back.
Uh-uh. So. They always give the hide to the person that skins the cow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm. What, after you butcher a hog, what can you make with the meat from its head?
We make sow meat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something good. See, we scrape it good and clean. And take it and clean the feet. Oh, I just used to love feet better than I love pig love slop. But after I got where I had blood pressure, they wouldn't let me eat pork enough.
Mm-hmm.
But see, them hog toes are so good to eat. You can buy them out of store now in cans and a pickle.
Mm-hmm.
My brother bought a lot of them. But I clean the hog head good and clean. And then I scrape it good and rinse it, and then put it in a pot and boil it good and tender.
Mm-hmm.
Take it up and then get the sausage meal, go out there and screw it down on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And put it in there and grind it up and then pat it out and make the sausage meat. Oh, now that's good.
Mm-hmm.
My husband loved that. And I pat it out, it wouldn't be as thick as my finger. And I'd cook him a little whole cake of bread. And he made a meal off just sausage meat and bread in his teeth. He loved tea. I make tea till last day and drink coffee for breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't never drank no tea nor coffee.
You don't drink tea or coffee?
No, never have. The other afternoon I had the preacher here for supper. I didn't know how I was going to manage with the tea. Tell what it's sweet enough or not.
Mm-hmm.
So I put so much in there and stirred it up, and I told him when they come. I said, y'all have to taste it and see if it's sweet enough. I said, I can't tell you. So they said it was just fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I sweetened it for my husband every day. And he said it was sweet enough, but I don't know how I done it. But I couldn't taste it. It just tastes like medicine to me. And coffee, I tasted one taste of coffee and I spit it out, and one taste of tea, and it tasted just like regular tea to me. That's all I've ever tasted. All I have these many years. But I made gallons and gallons of it.
Uh-huh.
For the rest of you couldn't drink it. That's the way they tasted. They said it was fine. I think we're going to get some more rain.
Yeah, it was really
nice. It rained all night about last night.
Did it?
Yeah, it rained pretty heavy this morning.
Yeah, I was driving when it was raining so bad. I couldn't hardly see.